6:32 a.m. May 24th, 2012. In something under 4 hours, like 3.5, everything goes in the car and I head for DIA. Ah, Bolticon. Yes. So, it'll be a long day. 6:30, so 10 hours from now, I'll probably be meeting Brand and Allie at the airport, assuming everything goes well, flight leaves on time. It's a straight through flight, so it shouldn't be too big a deal. Coming back is going to be a challenge. I'm going to figure out how to get to the BWI at like 4:30 in the morning for a 6 o'clock flight on Tuesday morning. I don't know the best way to deal with that might be. Hire a one-way shuttle, perhaps. Because I'm certainly not going to ask Brandon and Allie to be up at 3 in the morning on Tuesday to get me to the airport. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. Whatever way it works out, it's going to be a short night that night for me, so it doesn't matter. At least not to me, because I can come home and resume the mantle of normalcy. That's one of the things about being at Balticon, is that being surrounded by so many creative people, it's a different world. It's a great way to go and recharge, to be inspired, to catch up with old friends, to think new thoughts. The change in venue fosters all kinds of strange ideas. And I need to think about that, because that would make a good story element. Actually, I think I have been thinking about that. Go figure. Yes. So, it's a gorgeous morning here. 50 degrees. It's actually quite chilly. I didn't put on a sweater, figuring I would warm up. Yes, I have warmed up just a little bit. It's still cold enough that my fingers are cold. My bag's packed. I gotta go through, when I get home, I've gotta pack one shipment of books to get out. I'll have to take one kid to school. I'll have to take all the electronics and make sure I have appropriate chargers. When I come back, it'll be my daughter's birthday. So I'll be here for her birthday this year. In past years, I've been at Balticon. But younger daughter has birthday. my wife and I are arguing if it's the 28th or 29th. I'm pretty sure it's the 29th. Actually, I couldn't remember if it was the 29th or 30th. Should ask her. She probably knows. The daughter. Oh, lovely day. Great day to travel. Of course, any day. Almost any day is a good day to travel. I like traveling. I'm not looking forward to the airport, but once I get through security, once I get locked into the system, then mostly it's just a matter of staying aware, because planes do have a habit of being shifted from gate to gate and time to time, and enjoying the ride. Good morning. Good morning. Lady walking her dog. Traffic this morning, my gracious. So yeah, by this time tomorrow, adjusting for time zone shift, I will be having breakfast at Panera. It's my ritual. Quite frequently run into other early risers. I'll be looking for Veronica Jaguar. Paul Fisher frequently shows up. Paula Jackson frequently shows up. I think who else? Almost anybody could be there, but the stipulation, of course, is that they have to rise early. And it will be Friday, so a lot of people won't have arrived. They won't come in until during the day tomorrow, because they live close enough that they can just drive up in the afternoon. So many of the local people won't be there Friday morning. Doc Coleman. I keep wanting to call him Doc Scalesley. Doc Coleman said he wanted to walk with me tomorrow morning, and so perhaps there'll be an interview with Doc Coleman. I'm taking my netbook, which means I need to double check and make sure that all the stuff on the netbook is actually up to date. Perhaps I will take a few moments this morning before I unplug everything to use it to upload this Talking on My Morning Walk episode, so I know that everything in it works. It's always a challenge. And even if I don't manage to get them uploaded, at least I'll have them recorded. And there'll be content in the can for times when I don't get out to walk. That's a really good idea. I should probably make it a point to talk to a few people, just so I can do that. Because one thing that I had learned in the last year is that I don't go out every day. And with the heat of the summer coming, it's probably going to get worse. I really do have to walk early in the morning all through the summer, because if I don't, the heat becomes too unbearable by 9. The other side of that, of course, is that I don't have kids going to school. I don't have schedules I have to work around. Things really do free up a lot in the summer. Sense place. They're doing the right thing there. They set it in concrete. You should probably take a lesson. And we make the turn eastward. Gosh, that sun gets bright. Shining right in my eyes. So, a brisk walk. Lovely day, golly. I still don't know what episodes or what pieces. I actually haven't looked to see what my setup, my submission to the Parsec Awards has to be. I'm pretty sure it's 10 minutes, 6 clips, which means not very much of any given thing. I also suspect that I need to take the whole year's worth, zip it up and put it on a server someplace so that the committee, if they want to hear the whole year, God help them, can. This is, nobody's pointed this out lately, but this podcast isn't on iTunes. I've never submitted a feed. I wonder if I should. I wonder if I should just let it go the way it is. Ponderations. I do have some things that I need to take care of when I get back. I need to set up a production schedule for the last 7 months of the year. I wanted to do 6 books this year, and of course I haven't done any yet. I've got Zyphira is Call close. I've got Owner Share in my word processor for editing. I need to make sure that I've got that and a copy of Captain's Share, the current version of Captain's Share, on a jump drive. I also should probably make sure that I've got the Divine Inspiration story on a jump drive. I'm trying to think of what other stories I should take along. There's a couple of flash pieces. And I have to write a story Saturday afternoon. I have to write a story Saturday afternoon. It could be an interesting challenge. No, it will be an interesting challenge. I'm anxious to find out what piece of science from the Hubble telescope they'll give us to write about, because we're all going to get the same piece. We're all going to get the same nugget of science to write a story around. Challenge, always challenge. It's not what you'd call a crystal clear morning. It's kind of humid, particularly for here. It's nothing compared to Baltimore, I'm sure. But it's kind of a humid morning because it rained a large portion of the night. A front went through, and it was kind of slimy in places. my irrigation system is running this morning, even though it probably doesn't need to. The good news is I won't need to run the extra sprinkler since the lawn was pretty well soaked last night. So that's a step in the right direction. I'm trying to think of what else I need to do around the house before I can start packing stuff up. Rocky Horror Picture Show music running through my head. I'm not quite sure why. At least it's better than Zay Frank or Hallelujah. The kids, my elder daughter and her friend, have been off and on singing Hallelujah on the way home from school at night, after school. And one that the neighbor is very precise, and so she always pronounces it "you." The line is "You didn't really care for music, do you?" And they have they do it at a particularly dirge-like pace, so it's less a ballad, less even a hymn, than it is a plodding funereal dirge. There are times when I just want to reach back and slap them. Because it just sounds so wrong. And I mentioned to my daughter one the other day, I said, you know, that line, every place where you guys are singing "you," it's supposed to be "ya." She says, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah, it's supposed to rhyme with Hallelujah. It ain't Hallelujah." And she looked at me with this suddenly dawning expression like, "Oh my God." Oh yes. Children, children, children. So I need to stomp on cans this morning. Put the recyclables out because it's recyclable day. The recyclable people come early, early in the morning. I need to make sure that I'm ready for them. We should have one daughter off to her last day of school already. I wonder if I'm going to have to ferry her today as well. I'll find out in a minute because right now I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day and I'll be in Baltimore. So I'm going to try to talk to you, but if things go wrong, they go wrong. Talk to you soon.